Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Grace greetings to you and yours wherever you might be. We're believing God for great things for you in the midst of your life. We, at the time you hear this, are on our way to the other side of planet Earth as we're heading to the Philippines to minister there and spend some time with some wonderful people of God. Pray the free course for the word for us and safe travels, or just believing God for great and awesome things. In the meantime, let's share with you a little bit from the word. We're in the 10th verse of the 6th chapter of the book of Hebrews, in which the author says, it's been shown that you minister to the saints, and you do minister. And I want to point out that ministry is not in relation to this passage, and really, in general, is not just about pulpit, preaching, pastoring, evangelizing, teaching. We tend to think that a minister just administers word. But we're all really ministers because we are administering the grace of God. We are administering the favor of God. One of the greatest stresses that was released from me as a preacher was the idea that I was supposed to see people saved. That was instilled in me as a young minister, that the greatest fruit of a ministry was how many people got saved. That was the terminology we used. But the New Testament, Jesus said that he came to seek and to save that which is lost. And then when he left, he told his disciples to go make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And what I believe Jesus was saying is, you go and recreate disciples by immersing them in the reality of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because that's what baptize means, is to immerse. Immerse them in the reality of a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit. Speak the Trinity into their Trinitarian self. You're a Trinitarian, your body, soul, and spirit, believe it or not. Whatever your doctrine is, you are a triune being. And when I was released from that burden that I had to save the world, because what it's done is it's given people a Messiah complex, that they feel like it's their role. They're like Superman of Christians, and they're not supposed to fail, because if they fail, people will go to hell. And they got to go win people to Jesus all the time. And then I realized, over a slow turn — this didn't happen overnight, I don't think I could have handled it — over a slow turn, I began to realize that only Jesus can transform a man from darkness to light. Only Jesus can make somebody a new creation, or in plain terms, biblical terms, only Jesus can raise the dead. And I look at the story of Lazarus, which is a great example of Jesus interacting with both a dead man and a crowd. And there's so many awesome things in that pericope there that could be dealt with. But Jesus raises from the dead Lazarus and then says to the assembled crowd, "You loose him and let him go." And I see something so powerful there, that it's the job of Jesus to raise the dead. He's in the business of taking that which is dead and making it alive. But the church is in the business of ripping off the grave clothes. And so all of the grave clothes of guilt and condemnation and fear and self-righteousness and 1,001 others that have us doing what my good friend John Sheesby calls the sepulcher shuffle, which is where you come waddling out of the grave. It has us doing that sepulcher shuffle, and we are born to run, born to fly, and yet we're waddling in the grave clothes of religion. And the job of the believer is to pull those grave clothes off. Why I said that is Hebrews called them ministers, and yet they weren't even smart enough to teach each other in Hebrews 5, 11, and 12. What's changed? Nothing. It's just that ministry is not about just teaching others. Ministry is about pulling grave clothes off of people. You can do that today, and in fact, I encourage you, go minister. Grace and peace.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.